Welcome to the Dream Factory. This is your host, Tom Sims, coming to you at thedreamfactory.vision, where ideas are given room to grow. The other day I was reading a verse out of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, "Let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay," or we would say yes, yes, or no, no. "For whatever is more than these comes of evil." I was thinking back to a time when Terry was straining to hear me in a meeting. That didn't happen to me very often. Maybe she was trying to read my lips because she asked me to move the vase of roses that was sitting in front of me. Now, I've heard of rose-covered glasses obscuring the truth, but these were real, homegrown, mother-in-law nurtured, picked and arranged roses that were blocking my words. She said, it's hard to hear you through the roses. That's what she said. And immediately it rang poetic in my ears. Generally, if people can't hear me, the obstructions are not so sweet and attractive. I've been known to get in my own way, not so rosy. Nor is my ego pleasantly fragrant, though similarly effective. Frankly, it stinks. But roses? You can plant roses almost anywhere, assuming all other conditions are conducive to their growth. Roses can cover numerous eyesores and perfume unpleasant odors. Most biblical references to rose are really just the past tense of the word rise. An exception would be the Rose of Sharon from the Song of Solomon. Isaiah notes that even Sharon would waste away, though. So here I am, loud-mouthed man that I am, unable to be heard through a vase of roses. Lovely, sweet. In fact, from the moment people in that room began to take their seats at the lunch table, I noticed something. The roses started moving, much as the menus in a coffee shop move when I want to see the person behind them. There was no disrespect intended. There was no offense received. They were beautiful. The roses, not the menus. But they were in the way. In order to appreciate what we were present for, we needed to see the people with whom we were meeting. In order to fully receive their words, we needed to see them. I appreciate roses. They just needed some adjustment for the sake of conversation. I want to see the person. I want to see you. I want to know what you're really saying and who you really are. So stop hiding behind flowery language, hyperbole, and posturing. Let me see you, smell you, hear you as you are. The psalmist said, "You're fearfully and wonderfully made and uniquely beautiful without decoration or," I'm going to make up a word here, "obscuration." But sometimes we just can't hear through all the roses. This is Tom Sims, welcoming you to contact me through the dreamfactory.vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, where ideas are given room to grow. I'm proud to be connected and in collaboration with the InTouch Media Group.